With more than a third of people in the United States living in rental housing and millions unable to pay rent, the rental market is also experiencing a shakeup. For more, we're joined now by Chris Salviati, housing economist for Apartment List.
Hi, Tanya.
We're hearing early reports that some housing markets, like Seattle, were seeing a small increase in rental prices. But your most recent study that looked at rent prices nationwide shows that they're actually starting to plateau. What's happening right now in April and now May?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So our most recent rent estimates, so this is looking at our month-over-month changes from March to April, rents were pretty much flat. And that's kind of notable because this is a time of year where we would normally expect seasonality to be causing rent growth to increase at this time of year. So the late spring is sort of when a lot of apartment search activity really ramps up ahead of the summer, which is the peak moving season. So in contrast to what we would normally see, we've really seen rents kind of level off.
Are there any places where you're seeing prices actually go down?
Yeah, so that's another really interesting thing that we are seeing here. So the biggest one was in Henderson, Nevada, which is just outside of Las Vegas. Henderson is, you know, the city where a lot of folks that work in Las Vegas will live in Henderson. And there we saw rents decline by a full percentage point month over month. And similarly, in Orlando, rents were down 0.7% month over month, while in Miami, they were down 0.5% month over month. And so I think what we're seeing here is that these are all local economies that are really heavily dependent on tourism. And I think what we're seeing is that the rental market is responding most quickly in the places that are getting impacted most economically, not necessarily the places where the public health impact is worse. So in terms of, you know, dollar values here, these aren't, you know, it's not necessarily that rents are dropping in a really stark way, but we are starting to see the market respond.
Yeah, you keep referencing it in the context of what we used to see. So I'd love for you to take a little bit of a step back. What was the rental market looking like before this pandemic as far as growth?
Sure, that's a great question. So before the pandemic, rent price growth had actually been cooling a little bit over the past year or two. We've actually seen rent growth that was in kind of, you know, a 1-2 percentage point year over year rate. And that was trailing consistently both behind overall inflation as well as average wage growth. So that was kind of, you know, a pretty stable market. And a lot of that kind of price cooling was really driven by a pretty robust level of new construction that was happening in a lot of places. But I think an important nuance there is that a lot of that new inventory was really targeting the luxury end of the market. And so even though overall price growth was, you know, really kind of cooling off in many places, it was still the case that the affordable housing market was still pretty tight. And I think that's something that, if anything, will be kind of exacerbated by what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, say more about that, because I'm thinking about millions of people are unemployed right now. What do you anticipate will happen as we're talking about this luxury market now being pretty much unstable, and we're kind of seeing this flow down to this rental market for lower income people?
Right. So what we're seeing right now is record numbers of folks losing their jobs and really facing unprecedented levels of financial hardship. And so, you know, throughout all of this shelter in place period, moving activity has really been put on pause for the most part. But once that sort of picks back up and things begin to return to some level of normalcy and folks are able to look for apartments and move again, what we might actually see is that a lot of folks may be looking to make downgrade moves. So people that are facing a new financial hardship that may be looking to move into more affordable housing than what they currently occupy. And so that could really create this effect where you're seeing sort of a bifurcation of the market, where the affordable housing segment is seeing kind of heightened demand, and that could actually lead to accelerated rent growth for affordable units, whereas the luxury end of the market, those vacancies may get harder and harder to fill, and you could actually see prices coming down a bit for the luxury end of the market. So that's really creating, you know, a pretty, I would say, undesirable situation where, you know, the market is tighter for the folks who are facing the most financial hardship.
Moving forward, what are trends you are looking out for that you believe will impact both landlords and really this country's renters?
One really important factor of what's happening right now for the housing market is that shelter in place for folks who are able to work from home, who are lucky enough to kind of to have that ability, This is really functioning as kind of a large-scale remote work experiment. And so if it ends up being the case that companies start rethinking in the long run, well, you know, do we really need to be spending this money on expensive office space, and workers sort of rethink, do I need to be spending all this money on expensive housing just to be close to the office? Well, then that could actually have really significant impacts for the housing market.
So many unknowns, so much to consider. That's Chris Salviati, housing economist for Apartment List. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Tanya. Really nice talking with you.
This is Here and Now.